From Puck, the Comic Weekly, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jungle Jim, defender of the right, world traveler and man of action. Based on the comic strip of the same name that appears in Puck, the Comic Weekly. Jim Bradley, known as Jungle Jim, and his companions, Lil, Kolu, and Ramon O'Reilly, have at last reached the goal of their perilous quest into South America. They're on the grounds of the Palacio O'Reilly, the vast ranch estate owned by Ramon's father, Don Jose, who they suspect is being held prisoner by mysterious giant Indians. But our friends have been captured on the road by one of the giants who has mistaken them because of their disguises for local farmers. Lil escapes, but their captor is driving the others at gunpoint down a hill into what looks like a cauldron of flames. It's a blazing gusher, an oil well that's just come in and has accidentally caught fire. As they make their way down the hill, Ramon calls out,
Señor, señor, you are leading us into the flames.
Yes, you will help the other slaves to seal it off. Go faster.
But, señor.
No, it's no good arguing, not now. Take it easy. We'll get a chance to make a break for it.
All right, Jim. I hope we get that chance before it's too late.
Off, dogs. This is near enough.
Thank you, señor. Another few steps, and we would have burned the cinders.
You may be a dog, unless you work well.
Yes, master. What do you wish us to do now?
Join with the others here. Help them to pull on the cable and close the well off. And do not try to escape.
Oh, no, no, senor.
Or with my own hand, I will thrust you into the flame. I warn you, death to all who disobey.
Si, senor, si, senor.
It's gone. Well, boys, you heard what that big stiff said. Heave ho on the cable or else.
But, Jim, we're wasting time. We ought to be heading for the ranch house now, trying to find my father.
Sure, but first we have to convince Mr. Big that we're on the job. So we'll take his eagle eyes off us and give us a chance to get away.
But I guess you're right. Let's go.
Attaboy. Now, remember, we've got to make this look good. So it's heave ho. Now,
heave ho.
Put your backs in order.
Heave ho.
Say, Jim, haven't we been at this long enough? I'm just about leaked.
Hey, you do look all in. Say, Ramon, that's an idea. That ought to do it.
What is it, Jim? What do you mean?
Well, suppose you did key over. I'm pretty sure the guards would have Kolo and me pick you up and carry you out of this heat to some place where you could recover.
You really think so? They are awful tough.
Oh, they talk tough, sure. But they don't want to work any of us to death. They need us too much. What do you say, Ramon? Willing to try my idea?
I'll try anything that'll help us get started. What do you want me to do?
Oh, just pull on the cable a few more times, give out with a groan, and pretend to collapse. Kolo and I will do the rest.
Okay. Here goes. Heave ho!
Heave ho! Heave ho!
That's good!
Good. Now I'll call the guard. Master! Master!
What is it?
One of the slaves has fallen. The heat was too much for him.
Very well. Stop your work. Carry him down to the wood.
Yes, master.
In a moment, I will join you and examine the sick one.
Come on, which way to the woods?
To the left, down that way. See that big boulder?
Yes.
The path makes a fork there. To the left is the woods. To the right is the ranch.
I got it. Kolo.
Yes, go on, Jim.
Lift Ramon by the ankles. I'll take him by the shoulders. Now, let's go. That's it. On the double now. We got to beat that giant before he checks up on us. All right, Ramon. We're in the clear now. We'll let you down. And we'll head for the house.
Good. I know the way now. Follow me. We'll cut through the woods to make time. And look out for low branches.
Right.
There it is, Jim. Just ahead through those trees. That's the door to the kitchens there, the one to the right.
Oh, they aren't taking any chances of a surprise attack, are they? Look. They got the whole house floodlighted.
Go on, Jim. Kolo put lights out?
What do you mean, Kolo?
From here, Kolo can see why I run like snake through grass. Kolo cut wire with knife. Yes, go on, Jim.
Well, go ahead if you can, Kolo. Ramon and I will work our way over to the right. And the minute you kill the lights, we'll make a break for the kitchen door.
I understand, go on, Jim.
Kolo followed into the house.
Okay, Ramon, he's on his way. Now it's our turn.
All right, Jim. This is as close as we can get.
Until those lights go out. If I know Kolo, that should be any minute.
There they go.
And so do we, Ramon. Come on.
This way, Jim. Through the kitchen. The pantry.
Right.
Now up these steps.
Okay.
Now quietly.
All right.
This leads to a little iron balcony that overlooks my father's library. Yes, here's the door. This is it. Look, Jim.
What?
That man coming in now. That is my father, the man with the lamp.
Who are the others?
I never saw them. Europeans, except for our old friend, the giant. And they... What is that?
Go on, Jim.
Oh, it's Kolo. Boy, I'll bet you could track me through water.
The Tuan Jim need Kolo try.
Shh. They started to talk down there.
Senor Blanqui.
Yes, Captain.
Don Jose says he will not permit us.
Don Jose will not permit, huh? We are in charge here, not that old fool.
Why, how dare he insult my father?
Easy, Ramon, easy.
But, Senor Blanqui, he says we must leave the palacio.
Now, when at last we have struck oil, and soon we will be able to supply our friends in the capital.
Yes, but he says...
He says. Our friends must have fuel for their tanks and planes. How else can they seize control?
Don Jose says that you tricked him and now...
The old fool said too much. Silence him at once.
Jim, he struck my father.
Ramon.
You devil down there, prepare to die.
Kolo, stop him. He's stepping over the railing. Oh, right in the center of the whole pack. Look, they're swarming all over him. Oh, he hasn't a chance. And we won't have one either if they spot us.
You, up there on the balcony. Stand up. I said stand up. Or we'll shoot.
Well, Jim and Kolo seem to be faced with two equally bad choices. Surrender to the strange desperados who now hold Don Jose and Ramon prisoner, or face death at their hands. Which will Jim choose? We'll find out in just a minute when we continue with our adventure of Jungle Jim. You know, when you ask your news dealer for Puck, the Comic Weekly, you're asking for America's favorite funnies. Its streamlined full-color pages bring you more than two dozen of your favorite features. Features that make Puck, the Comic Weekly, stand for adventure time and fun time. No wonder both grown-ups and youngsters in over 7 million homes all over the country look forward to it. And no wonder the Sunday papers that distribute Puck, the Comic Weekly, are the leading Sunday papers of the nation. The figure of Puck and the name the Comic Weekly at the top of the front page are your guarantee of excitement, humor, thrills, and action. And right now, there's plenty of action ahead with Jungle Jim. Ramon O'Reilly's leap from the balcony down into the room below, where his father, Don Jose, was being mistreated by a criminal gang, has revealed Jim and Kolo hiding on the balcony. And Blanqui, the leader of the gang, is calling on our friends to surrender.
You, up there, on the balcony, stand up now. On the count of three, or we'll blow you to pieces.
Kolo, is it still open, the door to this balcony?
No, Tuan Jim. I closed it behind me when I came up.
One.
Move back to it fast, quiet as you can.
Yes, Tuan Jim.
Oh!
Door open now, Tuan Jim. All right, come in.
Three!
Tuan Jim, did they hit you?
No, Kolo. Shut the door quietly. Good. Oh, that leaves us in pitch dark. How do we get out of here?
Kolo can see a little. They are down the foot of the stairs. Red glow, like from fire.
Oh, that must be the kitchen range. Probably a wood burner. All right, we'll head for that. You lead the way, Kolo. I still can't see a thing.
Yes, Tuan Jim. Careful. Here's first step in the stairs.
Let's see. Okay, I've got it now. Down we go. That's it. Now, we're in the pantry. And the pantry leads us into the kitchen.
Wait, Tuan Jim.
What?
Somebody moving in the kitchen.
One person or more.
Only one, I think. Old person. Moves very slow.
But he might be armed. Let's move slowly ourselves.
Who is there?
Hold it, Kolo. Stand still.
I know there is somebody there. Who? Please tell me. I am only old Rosa, Don Jose's cook.
Rosa, are you also Don Jose's friend?
What is that? I must be hearing things.
Rosa, answer me. Are you Don Jose's friend?
I would give up my life for Don Jose without thinking twice about if it would happen. Now then, who are you?
Friends of Don Jose and his son Ramon. In their name, we beg your help, that we may help them.
What help can I give you?
Hide us from Blanqui and the giants. They're after us, Rosa, with guns. They'll shoot us on sight.
Oh, come here, close to the kitchen fire.
All right.
That I may see you.
Rosa, lead us to a hiding place, will you, pronto?
You have honest faces, senores. Such as I have not seen in this cursed house for many days. I will help you. Come with me through the pantry.
Oh, good, Rosa, good. Oh, tell me, Rosa, do you think you can get us some guns?
Aye, senor. No, but in the morning, perhaps I can speak to the others who are loyal to Don Jose.
You mean you can't do anything till morning?
No, for I cannot leave the house. The floodlights have been put on again, and if they saw me even open the kitchen door, they'd shoot me. Thus they killed my daughter, senores, for sport.
We'll settle that account too, Rosa.
Good. Here we are. Here is your hiding place. This is the entrance to the wine cellar. You will be safe there.
Hey, wait, wait. Suppose someone wants a bottle.
Oh, it is not likely. They have drunk their fill for the night. Go, it is safe. In the morning, I will come for you myself.
Thank you, Rosa. Thank you. All right, Colo. Let's go.
I will lock the door behind you.
Fine. Well, this cellar isn't too bad, Colo. Since you found the candles. That tall one ought to last us till morning.
Morning comes soon. 2-3 hours.
Yeah. And I hope we'll go into action.
Yes. Hiding in cellar, no good. Nothing happened.
I don't know, Colo. Perhaps that's just as well for a change. Hey, what's that?
Sound like man trying to open lock on door to cellar.
He got it open, Colo. He's coming down. Put out the candle fast.
Fortune.
That's it. What?
Man has flashlight.
What? We'll duck behind that cask and pray he misses us.
What's that? You're behind that cask, aren't you? Come out. Come out, I say. You won't? Then stay behind it forever. I'll push the cask over. On top of you!
And so Jungle Jim Bradley and his companion Colo find themselves trapped in the cellar of the Palacio O'Reilly, the very house they've come all the way to South America to liberate from its strange tyranny. Will Jim be able to work his way out of the trap and swing back into action against the enemy? Be with us next week at this same time when we continue this thrilling adventure of Jungle Jim.